What we have to do, right, it's the day of our flight.
MashaAllah. If your flight is directly towards Jeddah from your country, then if you want to wear your ihram at your home, it's okay. Otherwise, wear your ihram at airport. And before the wearing of ihram, there are some procedures and sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you can read in book, and like you make bath before ihram, remove your unnecessary hair, and so many things. And this is written in Rafiqul Haramain. So after wearing the ihram, the main thing is that where to make intention, from where, it's very important. And one more thing, that for which purpose you are making intention, for Umrah or for Hajj, I will explain it in brief. But before make intention, the main thing is, if you are going via another country, like if you are in London,
the transit
flight, you are going to Dubai or Oman, and then you fly towards Jeddah, so do not wear your ihram at your home. Because the restrictions of ihram will be imposed at the time when you make intention. So, means if you are going towards, from London towards Dubai and then Dubai to Jeddah, so do not make your ihram, or do not wear your ihram at London airport.
Or at least don't make intention.
Don't make intention. When you're another flight towards Jeddah, means your last destination is Jeddah, then wear your ihram before that flight.
And make your intention.
No, make your intention when the aircraft will take off.
Okay.
And because if you make intention at the airport, and your flight becomes 12 hours late,
Yes,
your restrictions are already started. So this is, you know, the words, and this is the Madani flower for experience.
Yeah, very good. MashaAllah. I said you're talking about restrictions. What kind of restrictions are imposed during the ihram? I'm not saying exactly, because we don't have that detailed time. We cannot cover everything. But few of them, if you can share.
If you make your intention, and the restrictions are imposed, like you can't use your perfume. You can't cut your hair, you can't cut your nails, and you're not allowed to wear stitched cloths. So means there are so many restrictions, but mostly like this. So be aware that when you make intentions, so do not any cloth or not any stitched cloth on your body. Sometimes Islamic brothers forget to remove, and they wear the ihram over the undergarment. So be careful, wear your ihram without undergarments. Okay? And these are some of, you know, restrictions. Okay? So when you make intention, which type of intention you made is a very important question.
The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, this point I would like, I did stop Haji Sahab here for a bit, because I want your concentration. Many of the Hujjaj even don't know what are the types and kinds. This is what's going to be explained. Why did I stop you? Because the audience, the viewers of Madani Channel, they'll be surprised. Are there different types of Hajj, Haji Sahab?
Yes, Alhamdulillah. In Ahadith, there is an explanation of these type of Hajj. Means, one is Hajj-e Tabattu. Second is Hajj-e-Qiran, and third is Hajj-e-Ifrad. And what is the difference in these three Hajj? Hajj-e-Qiran is more blessed, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed one Hajj in his blessed life, which is Hajj-e-Qiran.
Allah.
It is blessed Hajj, but Hajj-e-Qiran is not easy. Means if you want to make Hajj-e-Qiran, you must make intention of Umrah and Hajj together. When you reach Makkah Mukarramah, and you perform Umrah, do not remove your ihram. Your restriction is going on till the end of Hajj. So it means Umrah and Hajj together with one ihram.
That's called Hajj-e-Qiran.
Hajj-e-Qiran. Okay? The second Hajj is Hajj-e-Tabattu. It's easiest Hajj. Because when you reach Makkah Mukarramah, do your Umrah and remove your ihram and enjoy your life. Everything will allow.
When the days of Hajj will come, then you can...
Then you can make again your ihram and intention of Hajj from Makkah Park, then the restrictions will be imposed.
Okay.
And almost majority of Hujjaj doing that type of Hajj.
Okay. Tamattu.
And the meaning of tamattu is ease. And the third type of Hajj is Hajj-e-Ifrad. Hajj-e-Ifrad actually is directly Hajj. You made intention of Hajj. And when you start your ihram, make the intention of ihram, the restrictions of ihram start, and it will continue till the end of Hajj.
All right.
So it's called Hajj-e-Ifrad. So these are three types. So now realize and think about that which type of Hajj you want to do. So in aircraft or at airport, when you're going to make intention, so be careful. If you made an intention of Hajj directly, so it will be Hajj-e-Ifrad. So if you do the niyat of Hajj-e-Ifrad, or just Hajj, it's become Hajj-e-Ifrad. and restrictions will be continued until the finishing your Hajj, until the day of finishing of your Hajj. It means it's very difficult. So be careful. So what you do, that make intention of Umrah first, and then do your Umrah in Makkah Mukarramah, and after that, when the Hajj days come, you will make again.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. I said, but the one who is just going very close to the days of Hajj, for example, it's maybe tomorrow the days of Hajj are starting, and we've got the flight today, so then what type of Hajj will we do?
There are two type of Hajj he will do easily. That one is Hajj Ifrad, and another one is Hajj Qiran. Hajj Qiran is quite difficult, but it's more blessed. So my suggestion is that if you are going first time for Hajj, so do Hajj Tamattu, and then for the next time. So after first journey, when you are experienced, then easy to do Hajj Qiran, because you are aware for restrictions of Ihram, and you can handle your Ihram and the restrictions. And one more important thing, because the Hajj Qiran is together Umrah and Hajj, that's why if you do something wrong or you break the restrictions, one of any restrictions, so the sadaqah or the punishment will be double. So that's why, so be careful about Hajj Qiran. Yes, it's more blessed. If you are able to handle your Ihram, if you are able to obey the restrictions, then do Hajj Qiran and get more blessing.
MashaAllah.